This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Group of Seven leaders Friday that the battered world economy needed to be rebuilt after the COVID-19 pandemic, with an ambitious plan to tackle climate change that would create millions of new jobs. The COVID-19 pandemic has killed 2.4 million people, tipped the global economy into its worst peacetime slump since the Great Depression, and upended normal life for billions. Quote, jobs and growth is what we're going to need after this pandemic, end quote, Johnson told the opening of the G7 leaders meeting, Joe Biden's first as U.S. president. Mr. Biden will discuss plans to defeat the coronavirus, reopen the world economy, and counter challenges posed by China, the White House said. The United States officially rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement Friday, reinvigorating the global fight against climate change as the Biden administration plans drastic emissions cuts over the next three decades. Scientists and foreign diplomats have welcomed the U.S. return to the treaty, which became official 30 days after President Joe Biden ordered the move on his first day in office. Biden has promised to chart a path toward net zero U.S. emissions by 2050. Since nearly 200 countries signed the 2015 pact to prevent catastrophic climate change, the United States was the only country to exit. Friday, Russia welcomed initial steps taken by the United States to find compromise on the Iran nuclear deal. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters it was a good thing that Washington was no longer calling for international sanctions on Iran, but said ultimately more work was needed. The offer for talks came ahead of Sunday's deadline set by Iran for it to restrict some access. This is VOA News. Authorities say a Sudanese refugee stabbed and killed an employee at a center for asylum seekers in the southern French city of Pau Friday after his request for political asylum was rejected. A police prefecture official said the asylum seeker had been living at the center for a while, and the mayor said the man had earlier been in jail for acts of violence, notably with a knife. French media reported the alleged assailant had been arrested. Gunfire broke out in Mogadishu Friday as the opposition tried to march against delayed elections in the Somali capital, where roads have been sealed off and heavy security deployed over the planned protest, witnesses said. It was unclear who opened fire first, but one witness reported a, quote, heavy exchange of gunfire, end quote, between security forces and armed guards protecting opposition supporters who began their march along the main airport road. The violence comes after weeks of tensions over the holding of delayed elections in the Horn of Africa nation. Africa has surpassed 100,000 confirmed deaths from COVID-19. The continent was praised for its early response to the pandemic, but now struggles with a dangerous resurgence, and medical oxygen often runs desperately short. The 54-nation continent of some 1.3 billion people has barely seen the arrival of large-scale supplies of COVID-19 vaccines, and the variant of the virus dominant in South Africa is posing a challenge to vaccination efforts. Ghana expects a first delivery of just over 350,000 AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine shots by the end of next week, a plan presented by health officials Friday showed. The plan shows the country will inoculate around 20 million people against the virus. Developing countries such as Ghana are competing with richer nations for supplies as they scramble to source vaccines and launch inoculation campaigns. A Dutch appeals court will rule at 10 a.m. next Friday in a case against the government's nighttime coronavirus curfew, the judge said Friday. The Dutch government asked appeals judges Friday to overturn a court order scrapping a coronavirus curfew. The hearing came on a crunch day for the Netherlands' anti-COVID measures, with the Senate set to vote on a fast-track law that would reinstate the curfew even if the government loses the case. A senior administration official said the White House has been reaching out to social media companies, including Facebook, Twitter, and Google, about clamping down on COVID misinformation and getting their help to stop it from going viral. U.S. President Joe Biden has made inoculating Americans one of his top priorities and called the move, quote, a wartime effort, end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.